Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. God bless you. When he finished praying, he asked that God bless you, and only a few people answered amen. So can I echo it on his behalf? God bless you. Aha, better. This is season of grace. Season of grace. In case you have somebody in your family who is called Grace, talk to that person and say, this is your season. Why? Because everyone here is Grace. Today we are talking about exploits for grace. Exploits for grace. May I start by saying that this is a church that has a passion for excellence. And because there's a passion for excellence, there is a desire not just to build spiritual persons, but also total persons. So that you are a balanced person in your family life, you excel. In your social life, you excel. In your career, you excel. In your business and finances, you excel. This is the church. That's why we will see that various programs are packaged almost every Sunday. And then, from time to time, programs come up. Why? Because there is a desire to create men and women who will be able to do exploits for the Lord. And I don't know if any of such persons is in the hall this evening being packaged to do exploits for the Almighty God. Or you are watching on the internet and you're sure that one of those packaged for exploits. Maybe you want to say a big hallelujah. So what's the objective? Why do we want to talk about this throughout this month, as it were? And for the next 2 weeks, we'll be speaking on more on grace for exploits. Why are we talking about this? It's because we want to raise men and women who will be change producers through exploits. Change producers through exploits. And by next week, we'll now be focusing on how to facilitate the manifestation of these exploits by grace. Because it's one thing to begin to aspire to do exploits. It's another thing to have the Lord God Almighty putting in some oil into the wheel to make it a quantum of grace to be able to do exploits. So may I ask, what when we say exploit, what do we mean? Do we have microphone that just want somebody, 2-3 people just to be able to share with us? When they say exploit, what do you mean? What do we have in mind? Exploit? Somebody would like to shout in the absence of microphone? Peter preached to 5,000 people. He didn't need a microphone. Exploit. Anybody? What do we mean by exploit? Somebody? A man? A woman? Before we volunteer you, at least I know professors who know what exploit is. So I'm looking at a professor straight in the face. So would you want to... What's an exploit?
Search deep. Search deep.
Fast speed.
Search deep.
Okay. I will have wanted to take more. Any other person? Exploit. When somebody is doing exploit, what does it mean? Yes. Yes, sir.
Great exploration.
Doing great. But that is it. What's an exploit? A notable deed. an uncommon deed or performance. An extraordinary performance. When somebody does something that looks so unusual, he said, that's an exploit. He had one success, even in the face of difficulty. That's an exploit. There could be positive exploits and negative exploits. But here we know we are talking more, indeed, we are talking about positive exploits. I mean, you see some other people, they do certain things that you begin to imagine, how could a guy, I mean, somebody did something and took money out of people's accounts in millions of dollars, it's an exploit, but a negative one. And we are not interested in that. We're talking about exploit, doing something unusual, something that makes you singled out from the crowd. And I do say that for anyone to do exploits, it starts with something in the mind, a decision not to remain a mediocre. You have to decide, I don't want to be a mediocre. I don't want to be just usual or do things as usual. I want to do something. What is grace? I know that next week there will be a lot of how to use grace for exploits. So I'll just say it in one sentence. Grace is a divine attribute. A divine attribute that makes exploit to look very easy. It's a divine attribute that by the time you are performing it, it just looks very ordinary. Can you imagine if they were to bring a dead person into this place, God forbid, and they say, please pray that this person will wake up. I imagine what will happen. From that corner, people will begin to speak in tongues. From this corner, people will begin to do this, and everybody is trying to make something happen. And the doctors will take charge and come to the front. Yes. We could perform exploits that way. But when grace is involved, you just do it like Jesus who walked into the place. Where is Lazarus that say was dead? Okay, he's dead. Lazarus, come forth. Any special prayer meeting before he said that? When grace is available, you perform exploits ordinarily. Like I say, that will be for next week. Why do we need exploits? Why? It's because, number one, Satan is on rampage in this age. He's on rampage. First Peter chapter 5 verse 8, he says, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because Satan, your adversary, is going around like a roaring lion. It's just like a roaring lion. I hope you know it's not a roaring, it's not a lion. But you come just to create, looking for whom to devour. And all you need to do is to know how to resist him. So you need to be able to do exploits to say, Satan, enough of that, keep quiet. And when he knows that you know who you are, he keeps quiet. That is why to be able to do exploits, you have to know God. The Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b, they that know their God, what will happen to them? They shall be strong and do exploits. So can a weak person who does not know God do exploits? Negative exploit he can do, but positive one he will not be able to do. Excuse me, in this time and this season, competition has risen so much that you cannot just afford to do things like a mediocre. Years back, if you went to the university and you came back with a second class lower, you were still a celebrity around town. But now you come back with second class lower, they are not looking for second class lower to show appoint to employ. Because I mean, if there are 10 people there, there are probably 6 with second lower, second upper, and then probably 4 with first class. So the time is, there's so much competition in every area of life that you need to up your game. Tell somebody, up your game. Number 3, if I may put it as that, when you look at Nigeria and you look at the situation around, you cannot afford to be ordinary. Many times when I look at the situation in Nigeria, hey, somebody has just been kidnapped there. Hey, this one is happening there. And I ask myself certain questions. Michael Adego, if one day, suddenly they come and you see people trying to kidnap you, what do you think will happen? And honestly, I just think I will remember my father, Elijah. When they came to come and arrest Elijah, say, man of God, calm down. What did he say? He said, if indeed I'm a man of God, let fire consume them. What happened? Fire consumed them. I think when they reported back to the king, he thought those were ordinary policemen. So he decided to send mobile policemen who were tougher. So when those ones got there, man of God, calm down. That wasn't what they said. They added one word, quickly. Because they had gun in their hands, mobile. Man of God, calm down quickly. When you can perform exploits, say, if I'm a man of God, let fire come down and consume you. And what happened? Fire came. That's exploits. So, I think the king now looked and said, look, these soldiers, I mean, these policemen are useless. Let me look for soldiers who will go. And so they go crack soldiers, AK-47, to go and arrest that man of God. On the way, the person was leading them, looked at them. He said, you, are you married? He said, yes. You have children. You want to die? That one said, no, me too, I don't want to die. This place we are going, we are not going to order one man of God to come down. Those who went the other time, fire. So when they got there, what did they do? Hey, the enemy will bow for you. He said, let our lives be precious in your sight. Excuse me, we're looking for Christians who can do exploits. I'm sure many of us read the story some about 2-3 years ago, some students somewhere in Bendel area who were kidnapped. And when they were kidnapped, they got in there. And they just saw, they shot at them, the guns didn't answer. They did a few things, they asked those, excuse me, who are you guys? And they said, they are from one Christian fellowship. Many of us read this story. And I know that God is trying to raise men and women who will be able to stand. And when they say something is going wrong, they just laugh and say, it's not possible. We are here. Why do we need exploits? It's because when you look at a lot of things in Nigeria today, the police will defend you. The army will defend you. Thank God. But when they went to the army barracks, NDA, they couldn't defend themselves. So if you have been relying on the military and anything, it is time for you to go back into the sanctuary to ask God for that power. For the Bible said, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Each time I look at the case of Sunday Igboho, I may not be thinking like many other people think. I see him as somebody who came up, and because of certain things that he did, at least the people in the north are thinking twice about the Yoruba land now. Because the man came up, hey, he said, we'll go to that place in 8 days. They say he cannot go, he went there. They said this, he did it. And of course, the news went round that he doesn't even carry guns. If he just does like this, gun will appear. I know that if Sunday Igboho had been asking for funds Many of us Christians will have given funds so that he can prosecute and defend us. But where is the source of his power? Excuse me, when we refuse to grow spiritually, we have no choice but to sell our birthright to the person who is using negative powers. That's why it is impetus upon us to rise up at this time and be able to come up to do exploits for the Lord. I'm sure many of us have had things like this several times. Do exploits, do exploits, do exploits. I say, but the thing, we are not able to do it. I say, why? I want to say there's a price to be able to do exploits. There's a price to pay. You can't be a star without a scar. Many of us just want anointing. It doesn't come cheap. Indeed, nothing good comes cheap. Even our salvation did not come cheap. It was slapped. Jesus was slapped. They plucked his beard, they nailed him to the cross. They shed his blood for our salvation. Even did not come cheap. So, there is a price to pay. And I will continue to say, they that know their God, do you know him? Many of us come to church, we know much about him, but we don't know him. You know, it's so possible to know so much about somebody without knowing the person. I remember, was it about 10 years ago? My birthday and my children did two posters. One, Mike Adego looking and smiling. The other one, Mike Adego looking very tough. And they put under it, Michael Adego outside. Under the other one, Michael Adego inside. The thing was already outside, didn't know how to withdraw it. But people came and they were looking and they said, excuse me, many of you will look at Michael Adego, he's always laughing, who is always doing this. The children don't see him at that. So you know so much about me, but you don't know me. My wife knows me. My children know me better. Some very close people know me, but most other people just know about me. The same way, we know so much about God, but we don't know God. People have been going to church before we were born, they didn't get born again because they didn't understand. And so there's a price to pay, a personal relationship, a definite prayer time and prayer place. A definite time of prayer and fasting. So that even God himself knows that at a particular point and time, he knows where you are going to meet him. I will never forget one of the things that really changed my life. A reverend here, Ni Ikolade, was teaching one day and he narrated a story. How at a particular point, every day he has a place in the house where he goes to kneel down and meet with God. He's been doing it for years. Then one day something happened that he had to go there late. And as he got there, he knelt down. He had a voice. Say, my son, I've been waiting for you. Excuse me, when you cultivate that type of time and habit that God sees to wait for you, you don't spend long time in long worship and long something before God begins to talk to you. You don't begin to start from the outer court, because as you enter into the sanctuary, you enter into the Holy of Holies. Personal relationship with God. Consistent prayer and fasting. And may I say, as I look at the scripture in the Bible, if we have time, I want us to look at it together. I think it's, First Kings? I think First Kings chapter 6, verse 7. Let's see. First Kings chapter 6. Verse 7. I'm right. The Bible says, and the temple, when it was being built, was built with stones finished at the quarry site, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was had in the temple while it was being built. The temple, when it was being built, was finished with stones. Finished where? At the quarry site. Many of us cannot do exploits just coming to church. Why? Because we have not been finished at the quarry site, and when we come into the church, we become more of obstacles than being part of the stones to build the church. But at the quarry site, it's not an exciting thing. To break that rock, probably apply dynamite. Boom! Is it convenient for the stone or for the rock? Is it? It's not. So, I mean, getting a closer relationship to begin to do exploits does not just come ordinarily. By the time you blast it, they still have to break it into smaller portions using hammer. When you use hammer, bam, bam, bam. Is the stone saying, yeah, well done, no, I'm enjoying you? Is that what the stone is saying? The stone is feeling pain. And so we go through certain things. We go through some pains. Me, I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread. Who told you? What type of Christian is that? When the Bible says, all this is, I will give you land, I will give you this with persecution. Then you now start, me, I no go suffer. Then what type of Christian are you? The only thing I know about Christianity is that whatever comes, you have victory. But if you don't want to suffer, you don't want to take an exam, you can't go to the next class. So it's like a student, ban, oh, I ban, ban for me every examination. If it is banned, then you cannot leave the class you are. So many times, there are certain things we pray off. Whereas, instead of confronting them, we try to pray them off. And this generation of Christians, we have learned to just use words carelessly as if everything, fire, come down, fall down by fire. Every enemy, fall down by fire. If everybody around you fall down by fire, then who will serve you? Who will you lead to Christ? So invariably, there are moments when we say certain prayers that's not the issue. Challenges will come. The Bible says the winds of life came to that man, the storms came, the rain came, but because he was standing on the rock. So I think the issue is to make sure that you are standing on the rock, not to pray away challenges. So, stones finished at the quarry. And I want to ask, are you ready to subject your life to Christ so that he can finish you at the quarry? So that the stones have been, the shape has been taken. It's been polished. By the time you are brought into the sanctuary, you are able to fit into your own place. And this is the desire of God concerning us. But I know that as much as we talk about this, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit. Exploits cannot just come by sheer hard work alone. It comes also by grace. And next week there will be more talk on how grace makes exploits to happen. But this evening, as I round up, I want us to make a commitment to the Almighty God. That this evening, Lord God, I heard thy voice and is told of thy love to me. But I love to rise in the arm of it and say, Lord, draw me closer. How many of us will want the Lord God Almighty to draw them closer? Shall we be on our feet? I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith And be closer drawn to thee, draw me nearer. Raise your hands and ask the Lord seriously. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side one more time. Sing it, meaning every word of it. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast thy dominion. Nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Can you turn it to prayer for yourself? Lord, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. I don't want to serve you from the outer court. Lord, draw me nearer. Let me be able to hear you. It is time, Lord God, for me to do exploits. But Father, Lord God, until I am close to you, they that know their God shall be strong. Father, draw me nearer. Can you talk to the Almighty God? Draw me nearer. Nearer to the cross where thou hast died. Father, draw me nearer to thy precious bleeding side. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near unto you. Can you cry to the Lord God this evening? Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
In case you don't want to be drawn nearer, there's no problem about prayer. You understand? So we are going to pray the second prayer. Father, I'm available for exploits. It's not anybody and everybody God will use. It's only those who are available. Are you available? Can you talk to the Almighty? Father, I present myself unto you. For exploits, use me. Use me, Lord. Father, use me for your own glory. Father, use me, Lord, to achieve things that ordinary men cannot achieve. To be able to do things that will help my life and help the society. Father, to be able in every area of life, to be able to hold on to you, my Father and my God. Draw me nearer. Give me grace for exploits. Father, release upon me that power, that anointing, that I could go into a place and get things to happen. That you will use me for the greater glory of your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I didn't hear the amen. Finally, as I just share a short story, we went to a particular country and we went to their embassy, to the embassy in another place to obtain visa. And when we got there, it was one small country, and we thought that entering that place with our suits, we looked like set artists. And that was many years ago. And so they gave us form because they saw us well-dressed Nigerians, my wife, a few, one or two professors, and we filled the form. And when they filled the form, they gave us special treatment. They said, pay. We started putting hands into our pocket. They say, use your card. At that time, we had not been using card in Nigeria. We said, we have no card. They looked at us, no card. They looked at one of the professors. He said, you professor, no card? He said, yes. He said, no, something is wrong. Please, can you leave the embassy? We were driven out of the embassy. When we came out, we looked at ourselves. Nigeria, no card, no ATM card at that time. But we decided that, look, we left Nigeria and we're going to Mozambique. And now they have refused us visa for Mozambique. Baba, something must happen. Something must happen. So we prayed. And we just left and went to the border. We got to the border. say, yeah, we are going into Mozambique for this. Can we have forms? And it was as if they were transfixed and they gave us forms. We filled. We gave them. They say, the amount to pay, we paid. They stamped the thing they gave us. Go in. No single question asked. There is a power that can open doors even when they have locked doors. When you get to a place, they say the door has been locked. When you are a person carrying him to do exploit, what will happen to your own door? Huh? Can you pray for open doors? Can you ask the Lord God for open doors? Even at this time, the Lord, part of the exploits is to open doors. Part of the exploits is to open doors. And I know you are able to do it for me. Father, it is time for us as believers to go forward. Not just living ordinary mundane life, but doing things by your own grace. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, this evening we come boldly before your throne. The Bible says those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Peradventure you are here and you don't know him. You know so much about him. I want to pray with you after this meeting. Wherever you are, just wave your hand now. At the end of the meeting, I wait, because the season we are going into, you cannot just go and do things ordinarily. If you want me to wait and meet you after meeting, just wave your hand so that I'll be able to create time to meet with such persons. Okay. Any other person? Any other person, so that we know how many we'll wait to see. Now those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I want to commit everyone here into the hands of the Almighty God. Father, everybody is standing here looking ordinary. By your power, by your grace, make us men and women of exploits in the name of Jesus. Father, the situations where we are, especially in this country, cannot tolerate mediocres and average people. The spirit of excellence, let it be deposited upon each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we commit each and every one of us into your hands. And say, Lord God, deliberately we live in time for you to be able to absorb the few things that have been said. Because invariably we cannot afford to remain like this. We cannot afford to just do things carelessly. We need the power, we need the grace of the Almighty God. Therefore, Father, do that which only you can do in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answered prayers. With thanksgiving, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Shall we all rise, please? Can we pray in the Holy Ghost for just 2 minutes? Just speak in tongues for 2 minutes, please. Just 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. Please, you can close your eyes. Just speak in tongues for 2 minutes. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to pray to God Almighty that any of our members who is in the prison of life, it can be prison of sickness, it can be the prison of lack, in the prison of life, that the door will be opened and they will come out in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray. Every member of New Covenant Church of Nureke, whichever prison you find yourself, it can be a prison of sin and iniquity. that tonight, that every gate will be lifted up. Every gate locked against the progress of any member of this church, let it be lifted tonight in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the anointing of this moment, the anointing of this moment and the grace that is delivered to the church, every impossibility become possible in the name of Jesus. Every blindness, spiritual and physical blindness. Oh, every blindness. We will not walk into error. We will not walk into the trap of the enemy. Like has been said, we will not walk into the trap of the kidnappers. Our children will not walk into the trap of kidnappers. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you pray tonight that grace will be available for every member of this church in every area of their life and living? That grace will be available. Abundance of grace. Grace to excel. Grace to do the unthinkable for good. Grace of lifting. Grace to believe God. Grace to speak when you are supposed to speak. Grace to pray. That every situation that is unto us, towards us, we will receive grace to speak and grace to believe. Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Something is beginning to happen in Nigeria. I don't know if you understand it and you know it and you can feel it. I want us to pray. That which God has begun, God will finish. I want us to pray for Nigeria. They are fighting against themselves. They've not started. There is confusion in their camp now, but they have not started. I want us to decree that the camp of the enemy in Nigeria will be confusion. There will be confusion. They will fight against themselves. And the enemies will devour themselves. There will be liberty for the children of the living God and for all people in this great nation. I want us to begin to pray that every enemy of our progress, they begin to face each other in the name of Jesus. Enemy is not the name of a man. Somebody can choose to become an enemy. That is not a man. That is not. You are not supposed to be the enemy. Every enemy of this nation, may you face yourself in the name of Jesus. Every calculation that is not of God, between now and 2023, may you not see the light of the day in the name of Jesus. Every calculation against this nation from the pit of hell will come against in the name of Jesus. Oh, Nigeria receive grace. Nigeria receive grace. Oh, receive grace for liberty. Receive grace for deliverance. This is not the nation that God has promised us. Yes, we want to begin to see the hand of God. In the north, in the east, in the west and south of Nigeria, we want to begin to see the hand of God and the testimonies of God in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want us to pray that in the month September downwards, that every member of this church will receive outstanding testimonies. I want us to pray. Every member. Nobody will be left behind. Every member of this church. And I'm talking about our testimonies. As you are standing there, if you are sick, believe God for healing. And you have a testimony. Whatever you need this week, believe God for us. You are standing here and you come and share a testimony. It is our season of grace. It is a season of grace. What becomes impossible becomes possible when grace is available. What becomes difficult becomes easy when grace is available. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can we share the grace tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please, I want us to mention that grace. Grace is important. You may not understand. Do you understand what grace is? Do you understand what grace is? I want us to share the grace and mention the grace. Let's share the grace. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. Be with us now and forever. Amen. Say surely to somebody that you love. Surely. Surely.